How's it, Kakul? Mahalo for tuning in to Astrohina. My name is Kehau Paulo. I'm your host here, and you guys might know me as Mother Earth on Instagram. Welcome to my sacred space on the World Wide Web. I'm a work-from-home wahinepreneur with a certification as a metaphysical practitioner specializing in mana medicine and tarot. Join me every weekday as I'll be sharing my unfiltered mana'o from an eclectic Hawaiian spiritualist perspective and talking about everything from modern sidereal astrology, the metaphysical, motherhood, to mindset. Man, as you're going to realize throughout listening to this episode, you're going to see that this took me 4 days to upload. Oh my goodness. So, hi guys. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing this feeling, but I just feel like I'm wrestling with so many things right now and experiencing so many different emotions, and the inconsistencies are kind of annoying me, even though I feel like I'm usually inconsistent, but it's like I'm consistently inconsistent right now, whereas before the inconsistencies were inconsistent. So does that even make sense? Anyway, so I don't know, the energy feels like a wave right now. It's like I have these highs, and then I feel super, super productive, and I want to do all the things, and then I do all the things, and I feel really good. And then the next day, it's super, super low. And then I'm, like, fatigued, and just, I want to stay in bed all day, and I don't want to do anything. And it's just crazy, because the duality of this energy is becoming such a nuisance. But I know that this is what I'm meant to be experiencing right now, because I'm going through an upgrade. We are all going through upgrades right now, whether you realize it or not. Some people are too busy lifing to even realize that these things are happening, and they're not taking a moment to like stop and feel what's going on and how they feel, you know, and checking in with themselves. And that's normal, and there's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, there have been a lot of activations. I know I haven't been updating on here, but the sun has been going off, you guys. It has been going crazy. Like, I mean, it's nothing that it's like abnormal, but it's just there's been a lot of CMEs. They've been all like earth facing, a lot of them. I would say like 90% of them have been hitting us. And that's why we're going through this. If you are going through all the things like I'm explaining, this is a huge reason why. But just keep in mind that activations and upgrades and shit, you might be experiencing it in a different way, and it's completely normal for you. That's how you're supposed to. Just some general things, like if you're feeling really, really tired like me, it's because you need to rest, and it's to help you to, how do I want to say this, like absorb that information or whatever, so that you download it properly in a sense, and kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, like marinate in it, you know what I'm saying? It's like the meat, you know, like you're the piece of meat. This is a horrible analogy, and what you're getting from the sun or the energy right now is like the sauce, and it's like you got to soak in it, right? So the meat's not really doing shit but sitting in the fridge in the container. But the meat's not like, oh my gosh, hurry up and get me out of here and cook me, right? It's just kind of like there, right? And it's just absorbing all that goodness. And so that's really what that is. It's like when you're being forced to slow down, right? Because you got fatigue and all the shit, whatever is happening, or you feel lazy. Maybe you're not really lazy. Like my girlfriend Tiari was saying on Twitter, she's like, you know, I'm starting to realize that I'm not lazy. Like, I'm fucking tired, or what, I forgot what she said. And I it just resonated so much with me. And I was like, hell yeah. And in fact, she listens to the podcast. So hi, Terry. Anyway, so, what was I saying? So yeah, if you're experiencing that, that's what it is. It's meant for you to, I guess, kind of like acclimate to the energy that's coming through. So it's like, you need a rest. If you're feeling really, really agitated and triggered and pissed the fuck off about everything, there is resistance to that energy that's coming through, or the upgrade that's happening, or the activations that are happening. There's resistance. If you are feeling really, really depressed, it's because your frequency is not matching that frequency of the planet, because the planet's frequency is raising in vibration. And so you have the control and the power to be able to elevate that frequency so that it's matching the Earth's. You can do it with different things, all kinds of things. And we talked about this before, but just in general, food, maybe you got to meditate. Maybe you need to center and balance and align yourself with Earth. And you can do that through just being outside, sit on the ground, put your feet on the ground, barefoot, you know, things like that. It doesn't have to be weird. You can just be chilling, chill outside. And if you're feeling really, really happy and everything is great right now, guess what? Activation part is done for you probably, and you're doing what you need to do. So that's kind of what's going on with that. But anyways, yeah, so a lot of ebbs and flows right now in duality, one moment high, one moment low. If you're feeling that, totally, totally normal, because we're just all trying to acclimate to what's going on, and we're getting hit with a lot of intense energies. So there's that. Now, I want to say it was yesterday, we had Mercury and Mars both in a square with Saturn. Okay. So what that means is that it's rest. It's rest energy. And I love that it's happening around this time of the Ole moons, like, because that's what we're supposed to be doing during the Ole moons too, right? So just allow yourself to rest today, tomorrow, for however long, whatever it is. And just soak in that, whatever the fuck, that restfulness. This is self-care. Resting is self-care. It's okay to slow down. You don't have to always be busy. You don't have to always be making progress. Like, you don't always have to be moving forward and taking action and all this stuff. Like, you can take a break. It's okay. I feel like I've been taking a break for the past like 2 months or something, maybe going on 3 now. And that has been really difficult for me because I'm always doing. And for the past couple of months, I kind of was forced to slow down because I got COVID and shit like that. And now it's like I'm better from COVID, but I'm just experiencing this extreme fatigue. And then the next day I have so much energy and I want to do this and I want to do that. And then again, super, super tired, really, really lazy, want to stay in bed. And I'm just like, what in the F is happening? It's really frustrating, but I'm trusting the process because I know this is what's meant for me right now. So I hope that this helps somebody and gives them comfort to know, like, you're not alone. I'm also going through this too. And even if you're not going through this, there's nothing wrong with you, because this is what's happening. I hope that helps you guys. But anyway, okay. So when Mercury and Mars are both in a square at Saturn, it's like you could have mental blocks, a lot of brain fog. Oh my gosh. I feel like that's like my new normal. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I have so much brain fog. It's, I mean, I'm like, I don't even know how come he deals with me, because I'm like telling him something and I'm totally saying the wrong word. And he's like so confused and he's like, wait, you want me to what? And then I'm like saying it like it's what I'm supposed to be saying. And I'm really thinking that I'm saying what I'm supposed to be saying. And then he's super confused because it doesn't make sense or something, you know? And then he's like, what? And I'm like, ugh. You don't understand what the fuck I'm saying, you know? And then I get mad at him, right? And then he's like, no, this is what you said to go and do blah, 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 or something, right? Like, I can't think of an example right now of what I said. And then I'm like, I didn't say that. And he's like, yes, you did. And I'm like, oh, shit, I meant this. And then he's like, oh, yeah, you know, or whatever. Like, I already did it. Or, oh, yeah, I can do that or something, right? And then I'm like, I can't believe I was saying that whole time, but I was thinking I was saying something else. Like, it's just so stupid. I'm just like, oh my God, what is wrong with me? And so Kamei was like, it's okay. Yeah, brain fog. And then when he said that, I was like, wow, that is so fucking true. It's crazy. Anyway, I didn't even think of that word or whatever to use that, but I definitely have major brain fog. Oh my gosh. But what else was I going to tell you guys? Yeah, all this is normal. And it has a lot to do with the energies that are happening right now. Mars is about how we action, initiate, right? And Saturn is very physical, right? So it's like maybe there's something that's happening whether it's the brain fog or communication, that's creating some kind of block so that you can't really do the thing that you want to do or something. Yeah. And if that's the case, like, that's okay. Like, just take a step back and rest. Maybe recuperate, or maybe replan things or something. It's just giving you an opportunity to do those things. So instead of being like upset that you can't accomplish something or whatever, or it's taking longer, realize that, right? Like I said, it's an opportunity for you to kind of like figure things out a little better or something. I don't know. So that's pretty much all I wanted to get on here and really talk about, besides the whole telescope thing, which I thought was really rad. But that's what's going on energetically for us, is lots of the up and downs and the duality energy, lots of activations and upgrades happening. The sun has been going off. What else do I usually talk about? I haven't been paying attention to the volcano shit. So I don't even know what's going on with that. And literally today is a no bones day for me. I'm fucking in bed. If you don't know what no bones means, there's this dog on TikTok that my daughter, she always sends me the dog's TikTok. So I finally just followed it. And so he'll make the dog, it's like a pug, stand up. And if he stands, it's a bones day. So it means, you know, like, treat yourself and like do all the things, go to places, you know, shit like that. And if he falls down or he wants to rest, then it's a no bones day. So for me, I don't know what the dog said today, sorry. But for me, it's definitely a no bones day for us. Okay. Something just blew my mind, and I needed a place to go and like I don't know, say it or something. Okay, so I'm on Facebook and just looking at stuff. I see this post about December 18th of this year. It's gonna be a big day for NASA because they're about to launch this new telescope, and it's basically the successor to the Hubble. It's 3 times as large, it's 100 times more powerful. They've been working on it for like 25 years. It almost got canceled in like 2011. And basically so this telescope is going to allow us to see if there's life on exoplanets that we've discovered or detected. I don't even know what the fucking verbiage is. Okay. And then we're also going to be able to see so deeply into space that we're going to see the first stars and galaxies that were ever created from the Big Bang. Okay. Did you get that? That's crazy. That's right. Like, how, right? That doesn't even make sense, right? So I feel like this telescope is going to change our concept of what we think time is, if that makes sense. So I was watching this video one time, like just the other day, like probably yesterday or something, or Saturday. It was over this weekend. It's Monday. And it was this old howly guy, and he was talking about an apple and how it isn't able to see itself as a three-dimensional thing because it just views itself as its layers, if that makes sense, because it's an apple. But we can see the apple is clearly a third dimensional object, right? Well, I feel like it's like us. We are four dimensional beings, but we only see ourselves as three dimensional beings. And this telescope shit is going to allow us to see that we're fourth dimensional beings, if that makes sense. I don't know how to say this. In my brain it makes sense, and I'm trying to say it, But I suck at that kind of stuff because I don't generate mana from my throat. I've said this before in my human design chart. Anyway, so, but that's the best way that I can say this. And so it's really exciting. And I thought that's a crazy ass synchronicity. I literally just watched this video about the apple this weekend. And then just now I get home from going to this like apple orchard and shop. And me and my daughter and I went shopping at this mall like that we never go to because it's so far away, because we went to Santaquin for the apple thing. And then we went to the mall and then I just got home and it's like 5 p.m. And then I'm just like on Facebook and I read this post and I'm like, holy shit, this is huge. Like nobody's talking about this on the news or whatever, you know, in media, of course. But anyways, I feel like this is going to be some sort of discovery for us in regards to how we view time and what time really actually is, if that makes sense. I don't know. And then I also feel like it's going to help us to see that we're not three-dimensional beings, but we're actually four-dimensional beings, whatever the fuck that means. Okay, all right, there, that I said it, and I hope that makes sense to somebody out there. But anyway, okay, I'm excited though. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So December 18th, that's when you want to mark your calendars, because that telescope is going to get launched or whatever the fuck, and exciting shit's going to come from that. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your mother, your father, your auntie, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your neighbor, and all your holoha on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, and kanakabootycall.com.